gotten more than a few showers. Damn. It's Midweek Wednesday. Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. It has been very wet out there. I had to come back late from Spokane last night, early this morning. Was not near as bad around here. The streets were basically flooded in Spokane, pouring down rain and lightning going on. And we've got plenty of rain here in our area. Well, there is, from the National Weather Service, a flood advisory in effect through 5 this evening for excessive rainfall. Parts of Stevens and Ponderay counties, along with portions of North Idaho, Bonner and Boundary County, minor flooding in low-lying and poor drainage areas. Also, it's possible that there will be debris flows coming down from steep terrain. The radar indications this morning is moderate to heavy rain in a lot of isolated areas. Minor flooding ongoing. They do particularly list the Colville, Chewila, Kettle Falls area, Ione, Springdale, Medaling Falls, Cusick up at Northport. They say the rain is expected to continue to begin shortly in this advisory area. Rain expected to continue through the afternoon. So we'll keep you advised there. We'll be watching where the real heavy rain is. So far, we just have kind of a steady rain coming down here in the valley. That is definitely making things, on the muddy side. Also, keep in mind, we haven't had a lot of precipitation, and you might find the roadways slick with oil buildup on the road. So just be careful as you're driving here today. Well, the past few weeks, the Stevens County Sheriff's Office Proactive Narcotics Enforcement Unit, they've been developing information related to a Dodge truck that they believed was stolen. Law enforcement patrols had noticed this vehicle had been frequenting the homeless camp here in Colville on a near daily basis. But it did not appear they were staying there. Well, detectives developed enough information to serve a search warrant to identify that vehicle. It and another car were found in a church parking lot here in Colville, 3 individuals. Detectives detained the subjects. They determined the truck was, in fact, stolen from the Colville Reservation 19 days ago. Drug-related items were in plain view inside the second vehicle. That led detectives to get a search warrant for it. Inside the vehicle, detectives found dozens of fentanyl pills, crack cocaine, a substantial amount of marijuana, and firearms. Also was determined the occupant of that second vehicle was a convicted felon and is not supposed to possess firearms. All 3 individuals were booked into the Stevens County Jail on felony charges, including felony drug possession, unlawful possession of firearms, possession of a stolen vehicle. There were 236 fentanyl pills, 2 grams of crack, 780 grams of marijuana, 2 firearms, and the stolen truck. They were all seized in that arrest.
Hi, this is Sarah from Reimagined Home in beautiful downtown Colville. We are your premier one-stop shop for flooring, blinds, countertop, paint, home decor, and locally made gifts. Everything you need to turn your house into your dream home. And right now, through September, you can get 35% off Graber roller, solar, pleated, and cellular shades, plus a free cordless lift upgrade. So come see us at 108 South Main or call us at 684-4673.
All right, just about turkey season. Let's get some information from Fish and Wildlife about the fall turkey hunt. It is the wildlife question of the week.
Hi, I'm Ben Turnock, wildlife biologist with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife in the Colville office. We get a lot of questions from the public, and one we've heard recently is, with fall turkey season opening in September, I've heard Northeast Washington is a great place to hunt. How do you hunt turkeys in the fall? Yes, Northeast Washington is known for its great turkey hunting. The fall season runs from September 1 through December 31st. You can harvest 2 beardless and 2 either-sex turkeys in our area using unfilled tags from the spring season or newly purchased tags. Hunting turkeys during the fall is different from the spring when you can locate toms by listening for their gobbles. Turkeys are generally in larger flocks made up of hens and their poults, or smaller groups of toms. Look for travel corridors and feeding areas that the birds are using. Set up an ambush point on travel routes between the roost tree and the feeding area. Sometimes you can coax hens closer to your ambush point by using some soft hen calls. Listen to the birds and imitate the calls they are making. Turkeys are also abundant on private land, especially in Stevens and Ponderay counties. Many private property owners may give you permission to harvest a couple turkeys off their land if you contact them in a respectful way and introduce yourself. If you can't find a private land connection, go to WDFW's Private Lands Hunting Access webpage at wdfw.wa.gov. Type Private Lands Hunting into the search box in the upper right-hand corner of the page for that information. For more information on fall turkey season, you can go to wdfw.wa.gov and type turkey into the search box. If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov or call 509-563-5495. We'll answer one question per week on the air. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There will be a random drawing each week of folks who submit questions. And if your name is drawn, you can win a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov, or you can call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There will be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. If your name is drawn, you win a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
The teachers down in Southwest Washington School District, they are on strike. That postpones the start of their school year. The CAMAS Education Association striking for the second day yesterday. Their Monday bargaining session failed to yield any new contract deal with the school district. The union, representing 460 staff members across the district, picketed at several schools. Their union leaders said the request to redirect surplus funding to maintain smaller class sizes, increase fundings for supplementary programs, and improve special education support were going unheard. On the other hand, the district says the union's latest proposal featured higher than previously requested salary increases, and they feel the union was regressing in their talks. So the Camas School District down in the southwest corner of Washington out on strike. You know, we are just a matter of days away from the start of school locally. A few things that we just want to remind you about. One, if walking or biking to school, you want to make sure the kids use designated paths, the crosswalks. Also, if they are biking, that they wear their helmets. You want to remind the kids not to talk to or accept anything from strangers. Go directly school to home or from home directly to school. You also want to have that talk about online safety. Cyber safety becoming a critical issue. Don't want to share personal information. Be cautious if you use social media. Encourage the kids to speak up if they witness or experience bullying. Let them know it's okay to ask for help. And make sure the kids know important contact numbers, like their parents or a trusted neighbor or relatives' phone numbers for emergency contacts. Now, if you are taking the kids to school, you'll make sure the car seats are properly installed. You also want to review bus safety rules with your child if they take the bus. Stay updated on vaccinations, any necessary medical information that might be required. Also, if there are allergies or medications, make sure and inform the school about those allergies or medical conditions your child has. Discuss an emergency plan with your child. What to do in the case of an emergency or even a natural disaster. Also, when it comes to picking the kids up, you want to have it really clear who can pick your child up from school. You don't want an unauthorized stranger pickup. Discuss the safety with your child. Keep the lines of communications open with the school. Ensure a safe, positive educational experience. Just a few things to think about here this Wednesday.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation, or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Boy, the rest of this baseball season, it's going to be sitting on the edge of your seat every night. Well, the Seattle Mariners' two-day stay atop the American League West ended last night. A 3-1 loss to Major League's worst, the Oakland Athletics. Oakland built an early lead on home runs. Seattle, they had won 12 of their previous 13 games, turned a 7.5-game deficit into a 1-game lead over Texas. Well, the Rangers won a 2-1 win with the New York Mets. They are now matched up, tied with the Mariners, 75-57, their records. Houston, they are just percentage points behind. They are at 76-58. Not good news for Seattle. Outfielder Julio Rodriguez scratched from the game because of a pinched nerve in his left foot. And that has left Rodriguez on a day-to-day situation. Well, we wrap up that series with Oakland. That gets underway at 12 noon today with the pregame. First pitch at 1:10. The Mariners have Thursday off, and then they have a road series with the New York Mets, the Cincinnati Reds, and the Tampa Bay Rays. You know, it just doesn't get any easier. But the Mariners are still there. They are tied for first right now with Texas. Big game today. They need to get the win, take the series from Oakland, and then head on the road and start in New York to take on the Mets on Friday. Mariner baseball on 92.1 KCRK. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Colville Auto Repair. They are your local Napa Auto Care Center. They provide expertise in everything they do, whether you need routine service or, you know, your check engine light diagnosis. They can do it all. Count on Colville Auto Repair. Do it right. Make your appointment. Call 509-684-3581 or stop in 505 South Main. Continued rain through probably 2-3 this afternoon. The storms could produce very heavy rain at times. It's not going to get very warm today. We're talking a high of 69. A continuing chance of showers this evening, 44 the overnight low. A 30% chance of more rain Thursday, 68 the high. Now, really good news for Farm Jam. That's coming up. Friday, Saturday, Sunday here in Colville. A lot of music going to be going on. A lot of activity going on. Well, it looks like it's going to be pretty good. Partly cloudy. No rain in the forecast. And back up to 80 degrees on Friday. Saturday, more sunshine. 84 degrees. 79 on Sunday. There is a 20% chance of some showers Sunday. Labor Day, 20% chance of showers, 71 for a high. So right now we're going to be wet today, wet tomorrow. And by Friday, Farm Jam starts and the weather should be just fabulous. Colville Auto Repair, they specialize in Dodge, Ford, Chevrolet, diesel repair and maintenance. Get all the information. Give them a call if you like, 509-684-3581. Not much in the way of wind, just a little bit. Right now, I've got a break in the rain right here at the radio station. Don't know how long that's going to last. Barometer right at 30.00. We are at 60 degrees. Good to have you with us. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL, KCRK. Let's find out what Uncle Otis has to say this morning.
Now, time for another Otis Advisory. Meat from fledgling farm animals just won't make the cut in the new America. So if you have a personal relationship with the chicken fried steak, you're about to go through a breakup. It won't be easy, but in the new America, everything has to be fair and equal. To prove it, we all get to weigh up to a comfortable 90 pounds. You look great. Do you work out? It's a different life. More like Little House on the Prairie than a 28-lane freeway. But you'll dig it bad when the only planes flying are for government people. You'll be in something battery-powered. It's just better that way.
Okay, that's better.
Now let's get back to that no chicken fried steak part again. Let that sink in for just a minute. It's for a good cause, say the scientists, who all agree that unless you're freezing in the dark, you're part of the problem too. And to complete the picture, we'll need to replace those old-fashioned, selfish, it's all about me funerals with a new and much more fair mass grave approach. That's
what solar-powered bulldozers are for, to kind of push all those worn-out ones into a nice, big, earth-friendly hole. Yeah, New America is getting more equal by the minute. This is your Uncle Otis, and I'll see you at the Peace March.